Case number 11,219, Robert E. Johnston, trustee of the Ignacio Family Revocable Trust, east of Old Landing Road, north of Breezewood Drive, being lot 14, block 8 within Breezewood at Rehoboth Development. Tax ID is 334, map 13, parcel 364. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Robert Johnston. I live at 53 Stonegate Drive in Silver Spring, Maryland.
You are?
I'm Greg Wood. I live at 6 Black Walnut Court in Rehoboth.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
He won't be able to.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Adam Gerber. I'm here on behalf of Robert Johnston, who is the trustee for the Ignacio Family Trust, which owns the property, the subject of this hearing. Mr. Johnston has applied for a variance of 0.6 feet from the required 10-foot side yard setback to allow an existing dwelling to remain in place. The home was built in 1991, and the certificate of occupancy compliance was obtained, as well as for some additional additions onto the home. The trust actually acquired the property in 2009, and the applicant is now seeking a variance on the property in order to obtain clear title to this property to be able to sell it. This property is unique in that the lot on which the home sits is significantly narrower in the front than in the rear, and that is most likely a cause of the slight encroachment into the setback of the southeast corner of the house. The variance is necessary to enable the applicants to obtain clear title to the home. Because of the existing structure, which is in place, has been in place for a number of years, the applicant cannot modify the property to bring it into strict conformity with the code without demolishing approximately or a little over half a foot of the existing home. The applicant, being the trust, did not create this condition themselves. In fact, Mr. Johnston just learned earlier this year, a few months ago, when trying to sell the home, about the setback problem. As Mr. Wood will testify, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it impair the appropriate use or development of the property. Nothing's going to change. The home will just simply remain where it is. Furthermore, the applicant is asking only for the minimum variance possible to make the existing home come into conformance with the setback requirements. As I mentioned, the setback is for 0.6 feet on the southeast corner of the home. You will see on the survey also in the northwest corner, the left rear corner, there's a movable shed. That has already actually been moved so that it conforms to the requirements of the code. So Mr. Johnston has already moved that. If I may, then I would like to call Mr. Johnston just to reiterate essentially what I've said. Mr. Johnston, you have been sworn in, correct?
Yes.
Do you affirm that everything I have just stated is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, he has.
Can you please describe to me just briefly how the property passed into the trust, which now owns it?
The Ignacios, Mac and Jackie Ignacio. Jackie's my mother. Macario was my stepfather. They passed away a few years ago in 2009 when my mother was diagnosed with cancer. She drew up a trust and put me in charge with time to sell the home and settle the estate if anything happened, which did. So that's why I'm here.
To the best of your knowledge, do you believe that a certificate of compliance was issued for this property as it now stands?
I don't understand.
To the best of your knowledge, was there a certificate of compliance issued or of occupancy issued for the property, for the dwelling?
Yes.
And if I may interject, I'm not sure if you have it in the record, but however, there were certificates of compliance, a number of them issued for the property. I don't know if that's in the record yet. Like to at least
enter to the record.
We have it then.
Okay. Thank you. Have you received any complaints about the location of the home where it currently sits?
Nothing.
When did you discover the setback violation?
Well, the home's been for sale for a year now. In March, when we were attempting to go to settlement, a survey was brought to my attention and that there was a violation, and now I'm here.
One final question. There is a shed shown on the survey. Have you taken steps to move that shed?
A construction company moved it 5 feet from to the 5-foot setback from the back fence so that it's in compliance.
Okay. Thank you. That's all the questions I have, unless the board had any questions.
Any questions from a member of the board?
No.
Okay.
No,
sir. Okay.
I'd like to now call my last witness, Mr. Wood. Mr. Wood, can you state your name for the record, please?
It's Greg Wood.
What is your occupation?
I'm a realtor with Jack Lingo Realty in Lewis.
Approximately how long have you been a realtor?
For 2 years.
In what geographical area do you generally sell homes?
Almost all Sussex County.
Are you familiar with this property?
Yes, I was a listing agent on this one and sold the adjacent lot that also belonged to the Ignatio Trust in 2012.
In your opinion, does the dwelling where it currently sits alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Not at all.
Do the improvements as they currently exist substantially impair the use or development of the property adjacent to this property?
No, not at all.
In your opinion, would it be a costly endeavor to remove part of the home to bring it into compliance?
It would, because it's such a narrow portion of it that it'd have to be moved. It would cost too much money.
And would that, wouldn't any such modifications detrimentally affect the home?
It would, because the garage is a key part of the house and was one of the reasons the people bought it, was for the excess storage.
Thank you. I have no further questions unless the board does.
Okay.
No. Thank you. That concludes my testimony.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board again? None? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? In favor in the back? There's two. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,219. The applicant has met the standards for granting a variance, as far as I'm concerned, and the lot is only 31.2 in the front. So that would make uniqueness to the lot. That there is also a variance that's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford the applicant relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,219. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,219 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.